Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com. Out of my
dreams. He's a lean, mean fighting machine. Hammer joins us in the studio with Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.
We were having a discussion off air. Is the cast of the old TV show Taxi the greatest cast in the history of television?
So we got into this because Casey and I were talking about Who Framed Roger Rabbit last hour. And of course, Christopher Lloyd plays Judge Doom, the villain in Who Framed Roger Rabbit. And you were pointing out Christopher Lloyd is one of those guys who always delivers.
Right. He's never going to be the star in anything, but he's always going to deliver. He makes whatever he's in better. And there's a few people that do that. Folks that are never going to have their name on the marquee, Eugene Levy. No matter what Eugene Levy is in, he makes it better and he delivers. Gary Cole, one of the most underrated actors out there. Lumberg, Ricky Bobby's old pot dealing daddy, Reese Bobby, Mike Brady. Whatever Gary Cole is in, he makes better. He always delivers. And Christopher Lloyd's the same way.
So then we started talking about kind of early Christopher Lloyd was Taxi. And then we started rolling through Christopher Lloyd, Mary Lou Henner, Danny DeVito, Tony Danza, Judd Hirst, and Andy Kaufman. You got six legit stars, people who became famous.
Right there in one show.
In one show. Is there another show where you could say you've got six superstars in one show? In what TV show?
Seinfeld had a few, but I don't think they had six.
They just don't have the numbers.
Right. Friends had a few, but I don't think they had six.
And we're not talking about side characters. We're talking about people who, obviously, you had Newman, you had, you know, some of the Banya, you know, all of those other players. But we're talking about people who you saw every single week. These are central people to the cast. Can you think of where there were six legit famous people who were stars on a television
altogether
show?
I just keep going back to MASH. But I don't know if you would consider all of them on the level as Taxi.
So like Cheers had Ted Danson, Shelley Long,
Woody
Harrelson,
Rhea Perlman.
I don't
George Wendt.
Do we consider, was George Wendt a star? Was he famous?
I think if you're doing like, you know how like in college basketball, they had the Big Ten ACC Challenge where the top against the bottom, right? Toward the top, you might have a ball game. But when you start getting down to 4, 5, and 6, I think Taxi's 4, 5, and 6 was bigger than Cheers' 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think like George Wentz was famous for being on Cheers.
Right. And same thing with John
Ratzenberger.
Ratzenberger, thank you.
He's more known as a voiceover guy for like the Pixar movies.
Obviously, Frasier. Frasier became very famous too. So I don't know. Cheers is one of the few you would look at and say universally known people that kind of came out of a TV show. But I'd put Taxi up against just about anybody.
Yeah, and you know, you can laugh at Tony Danza now, but there was a period in the 80s where he was top notch. I mean, he was doing TV shows, he was doing movies, he was doing both of those things.
I know you'll back me up on this. Underrated Tony Danza role, Angels in the Outfield.
Yes, Angels in the Outfield, very underrated Tony Danza role. I will give that to you.
Thank you. Where are we at with the Pacers? You were telling me the betting line is still basically hovering around even.
Milwaukee is a 1.5-point favorite tonight.
How is that even possible based on how bad the Pacers played?
So I think odds makers are saying, okay, we don't think Dame Lillard's going to have that type of a role that he had in the first half. And the second half, he disappeared, and the Pacers actually made it competitive. Now, did Milwaukee have their foot off the gas? Probably. So they're hoping that Rick Carlisle can make adjustments better than Doc Rivers. Let's not kid ourselves. Doc Rivers is never going to go down in the history of great masterminds of coaching. So hopefully Rick Carlisle can get something going and the Pacers don't shoot 8 out of 36 from 3.
Now, you had a thought-provoking segment you were on with our friend, the coach, Dan Dockett. He has a show on Outkick now. You were on his show this morning, and you had a thought-provoking conversation about the WNBA.
So I'm just hoping that all of these women that are currently in the WNBA don't get a case of jealousy, because we saw that in golf way back in the day. When Tiger Woods was coming up through the ranks, you had all of these golfers that nobody wanted to watch, nobody gave a rat's ass about, complaining, this Tiger Woods guy, he's getting all this attention. and he hasn't done anything. They were too stupid to realize he's going to get so many eyeballs to your sport, everybody's going to make more money. And I'm wondering if egos are going to get in the way of the WNBA. The women that are already there, that have won championships, that are playing now, are they going to be so jealous that Caitlin gets all this attention and sells out the arenas? If you look at the ticket prices on the secondary markets for road games, like when the Fever are going to go to New York and Las Vegas and Chicago, normally tickets are anywhere from $12 to $25. They're hundreds of bucks now. So I'm wondering if all of these egos are going to play ball, so to speak.
I think here locally, they'll be okay, because if you recall watching the WNBA draft, as soon as she got drafted and they announced it at Cambridge, her teammates were jumping up off the bench and they were excited and cheering for her. So they'll be happy.
Right.
And you'd hope that they'd think, you know, rising tide raises all boats, right?
And if you're going to be the jealous person that goes against her, you've got to go all in and be the villain.
Full heel.
Right. You've got to go full wrestling heel.
You
whether
be-
that's Angel Reese or somebody else. Bird needed a magic. You know, the Pistons, you know, and Michael Jordan had that thing. You've got to have a rivalry to make things good.
We said this, didn't we? Remember, we talked about this, that people love personal drama. And you got to have somebody that can be the Rock in the final boss mode against Caitlin Clark, because I think they're going to make her. She doesn't strike me as having the personality like a Rodman or a Reggie or whatever.
She's a baby face.
Right.
She's the good girl.
So you got to have somebody for her to fight with. And I there's a shelf life to this, right? I mean, unless she starts making arenas disappear, she's never going to be able to hit the expectations put forward for her.
Or maybe she gets off and everybody's like, holy hell, this is a once-in-a-generational kind of deal.
I think that about your radio show every day. What's coming
thank
up?
You.
How about that for a transition?
We start at 3:06 this afternoon. We got two different contests. We're going to play Roger Daltrey or Committed Adultery. Or you could win Grand Prix tickets by playing Andretti Petty Famous for Spaghetti.
Oh, it's back!
It's back!
Yes! Thanks, Hammer. You're listening to Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.